This week's deep dive, we go deep into spooky pinball, Scott DeNeese's
Total Nuclear Annihilation.
Jaws has a really good layout. I think the shots are really fun and interesting, very similar to a game like Godzilla, but different. But I think the rule structure is really solid. But, you know, you never really know where a game's going to end up. And currently, I like it more than I liked Godzilla, but, you know, it's got a ways to go.
Yeah, and although, I guess, welcome to the show, everyone. They're here to hear about Total Nuclear Annihilation. Since Zach and I haven't done this in a couple weeks, we're just catching up on Jaws, which just released new code 0.87 like 10 minutes ago. So I was saying, for those that listened to the last pinball party, that I'm like, on Jaws, but you own one. You bought it from Flippin' Out Pinball, and you're liking it so far.
Yeah, I really like the game. I think I've owned every Elwyn except for Iron Maiden, I think. And, you know, I've liked them to varying degrees. I'm not a huge fan of the rules of AIQ, but I think that game shoots really well. Elwyn games always shoot well. You know, I just think that Jaws, the theme I'm kind of medium on, but I mean, it's John Williams, and I guess that's the theme, right? The music is so good. So it gets you into it. So I think that the combination of John Williams with like a very solid layout, because that's what he does, with I like the narrative rules. I think the rules make more narrative sense, and I think that's what I'm currently engaged with more than something like Godzilla, which I just didn't really ever get into just fighting Gigan.
Yeah. Well, narrative rules are the complete opposite of what we're going to talk about today, which is Total Nuclear Annihilation.
Oh, good segue.
Hey, appreciate it. I've been doing this a while. But yeah, Zach, let's talk about the facts of the game.
Yeah, you know, I mean, this is a really interesting game when it comes to history, so it just depends how much you want to get into it. I mean, technically, there's more interesting history about a game like Total Nuclear Annihilation than there is rules.
Yeah.
You know, It dates back quite a ways, you know, to the beginning of Spooky Pinball and the beginning of, you know, Scott DeNeese. And so we can kind of start there. It's a spooky pinball manufactured game designed by Scott DeNeese with art by Matt Andrews.
Hey,
and I think that's where.
Yeah, that's who does the Pinball Party podcast logo, for those wondering. The same art on Total Nuclear Annihilation is what made me want to get a Pinball Party podcast logo done by Matt Andrews. Go get your art done by him. Sorry for interrupting.
And he's great. And I think that that's part of like the interesting history of TNA is before there was a Total Annihilation, you know, Matt Andrews got his start working in pinball, like a lot of people, you know, John Papaduke developing work for Zidware Games. You know, he did the work for Houdini and some work on Magic Girl, I think.
I don't know.
Now, the Houdini artwork got scrapped, right? Because they showed the original Houdini Matt Andrews art, I think in 2016 at Expo, and that playfield, you can find photos of it, but they didn't end up using it, but it was great. I thought really? Matt Andrews' work was really good on that Houdini. It was really cool. You should look that up. But going back a little bit, you know, Scott DeNeese, you know, who was a kind of a bedroom DJ doing Fruit Loops or Fruity Loops in the 90s, you know, and had made his own, done a couple of different projects where he did a homebrew version of Earthquake using multimorphic P3 boards. And that was called Aftershock. And then programming it, was doing some work with Dutch Pinball on Bride of Pinbot 2.0 and kind of using their lighting tools. And so was getting a lot of encouragement to do his own game, because he's kind of one of those Renaissance guys where he has all the skills, because it's hard to put all those things together. Started making a game, Total Annihilation, based on his love of of old school street level games. It was a massive hit.
To hear the rest of this episode and other deep dives, join the Pinball Party Patreon at patreon.com/pinballparty, or you can find the link conveniently in the show notes below. We'll see you next time.